All right, everyone, it's the moment you guys have all been waiting for. We're back with more Aeternum. Yes, finally, right? Wow, look at that castle. That wall is huge. Oh my god, what the hell is this? I know, right? I can't believe my eyes either. God, this hoodie is horrendous. Oh, you were talking about the clothes? Is this piss-poor outfit what passes for fashion in Aeternum? Nah, don't worry. It's probably just a basic outfit for the server. Each server starts you off with it if you don't have your own clothes already. You can always purchase new ones, though. Ugh, I hope so. The main gate seems to be right up that hill. Luna must be waiting for us somewhere nearby. Whoa, this mud looks so real! This is amazing! And I can get as dirty as I want because when I log off, I'll be as clean as a whistle. You haven't seen anything yet. Come on, we're wasting time. That's some view, isn't it? Yeah, it's so beautiful. Hi, guys. Luna. Whoa, you look spectacular. I've never seen her show so much skin before. On this day, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. That outfit looks great. Thank you. It's just a school uniform, though. All the students wear the same outfit here. Oh my, the blessings continue. Thank God for uniform requirements. I still had mine from when I studied here. Almost spent a full year within these walls. Oh my God, that outfit's gorgeous. Really accentuates your curves. What do I have to do to get one of those? The teachers will probably give you something to wear before entering the school grounds. Don't worry. I know we spoke on the phone earlier, but it's good to actually see you again, Penelope. Likewise. Well, your eyes are mesmerizing in this light. I'm sorry, but I gotta ask, are you wearing contacts? No. This is my natural eye color. My grandmother on my dad's side also has red eyes. You must be tired of hearing this, but I love them. They make you look so unique. Thanks. If I'm being honest, it's actually nice to hear that for once. When I was a kid, the other children used to be scared of me just because of my eye color. So I never really...
Welcome, new pupils!
Ah, son of a bitch!
To the most prestigious school of magic in all of Aeternum.
You almost gave me a heart attack. This is also giving me Lust Academy vibes.
No way! Do my eyes deceive me? Or has the best summoner this school has ever had returned for a visit?
So good to see you, Professor Bundledore. But I am far from being the best summoner.
No need for such modesty, Luna. During your last months here, it was you who was showing things to me. The student definitely became the teacher. Speaking of which, my offer for you to teach here still stands. I've hired a dozen new teachers since the last time I saw you, and not one of them has been worth their salt.
Thank you, Professor. Maybe after I finish college?
Take as much time as you need, my dear. You'll always have a seat here. Now, I've seen you brought some friends.
Hi.
Have you come to study in my school? Are you interested in improving your conjuration skills, destruction magic, restoration abilities, displays of illusion, perhaps?
Well, it's my first day in Aeternum, actually, so...
Oh, you couldn't have come to a better place, then. Let me give you a proper welcome. But first things first, let's get rid of those wuggle clothes, shall we? Morfoso it Sindo!
Huh? Oh shit! Now we're talking. This looks great. I don't know who designed this outfit, but they knew exactly what they were doing.
And beside you, my pride and joy, welcome. To Warthogs!
I knew it was gonna be that. It's sexy, feels very comfortable, and has a stylish matte finish. Mother of God! Must keep my eyes above her shoulders.
It also increases the magical abilities of its wearer.
Nice.
All right. If you'll allow me to introduce myself, young lady.
Damn, Luna's looking so damn hot with that uniform, too.
I am Balbus Bundledore, headmaster of Warthog School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
I thought they were going to say wizardry and witchcraft. I should try to focus on the situation at hand, though.
Come on, Grimm, you can do it. And you are all lucky to have arrived on a very special day. Today we celebrate the Tri-Wizard Tournament.
So the whole server is like a fan tribute to Harry Potter, eh? That's pretty cool.
Harry what? Never heard of it. Anyway, as I was saying, we're celebrating the Tri-Wizard Tournament. You've arrived a little late, but if you hurry, there's still time for you all to participate. Participants are divided into groups of three, and they must attempt to get four magic stamps before the clock runs out. The first team to get four stamps and return to me will earn the Tri-Wizard Cup, in addition to an additional secret special prize. You can get a stamp by going to any of the teachers within the school. However, each one of them will have a different challenge to overcome before they give you their stamp. All subjects have their own respective stamp. History of magic, charms, potions, herbology, divination, defense against the dark arts.
Oh, come on. Those are all subjects from Hogwarts. Even Warthogs and Bundledore are near anagrams of Harry Potter counterparts.
Hogwarts? I don't have any idea what you're talking about, boy. I do not like hogs, nor do I like warts. The thought of the combination of the two, disgusting. Now where was I? Yes, you only need four stamps. You can choose whichever subjects you prefer. Even the Emporium has one. If you need extra help, go find the head of your house. You can visit the house of the lion, the snake, the badger, or...
Those are Hogwarts hats.
Don't you dare mention that name again. That fucking bitch stole my idea 40 years ago and made it her own. That's what I get for talking aloud to myself in my work cubicle. It was my creation, do you hear me? Mine.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, but I won't say it again.
How delightful. Now.
Jeez, I seem to have touched a nerve.
Luna knows the castle well enough, but here's a map to get your bearings in case you need it. And that's all. I won't keep you any longer. Gather four stamps and the Tri-Wizard Cup will be yours. Good luck.
Well, I gotta learn how to do that. Okay, this is pretty cool, I have to admit. And this tournament sounds like a good opportunity for Penny and me to learn some magic. Do you have any tips, Luna? If you want to try to win all four stamps, I'd definitely go with potions because I remember it was a pretty easy subject. It's located at the top of the East Tower. Divination is another easy one, and the teacher is very nice. Its classes used to be held in that small tower right outside the main hall. Conjuration and dark arts were a little more challenging, but I did pretty well with them. They take place in the main square and the chapel, respectively. And finally, the Emporium should be easy enough. It's in a small building next to the Northwest Tower. Nice, I'm gonna write all that down. Okay, so here's a map of the castle. This is interesting, guys. Divination, Emporium, Dark Arts, Potions, Conjuration, and, claim prize. Alright, girls, what do you want to try first? It's your call, boss, but make up your mind quickly. We don't want to fall any further behind than we already have. Man, I don't remember the last time I felt this excited. I like to hear that. Now let's go get that prize. Hell yes. Okay, we can start with... I want to go into the dark arts, because that's like the last one that people would pick, and it's also one of the more difficult ones. So let's go there first. We want to go with the harder ones first instead of the easy ones. I want a challenge, right? I always liked dark arts, much better than its counterpart, defense against the dark arts, if you ask me. We're almost there. The church is up ahead. A church? Yeah, the Warthog server used to be property of a cult before Professor Bundledore bought it at an auction. This definitely looks like somewhere rituals took place. Are there many cults in Eternum? Yeah, quite a few. Some are rather friendly, and others, not so much. I hope we don't cross paths with any of those not-so-friendly ones. Wow, this place is in rough condition. It was already like this when Professor Bundledore bought the server. Cults and sects are not illegal in Eternum as long as they don't break any general rules, of course. Apparently this one crossed the line, though. The Praetorians ended up coming in and turning the place inside out. Professor B said it would be a fitting setting to teach the dark arts here, so he left it like this. Why does this place look familiar to me? Familiar? Yeah, I don't know. It's like I've seen this church somewhere before. Maybe in some illustration online or in an Eternum advertisement? Yeah, maybe. Well, what happened? I can't see anything. Guys? Lumina. Maybe we're being tested already. In dark arts, they took advantage of people's fear of the dark quite a lot. Whoa, that's awesome, Luna. I don't know why, but this light gives off a very comforting and serene vibe. It was one of the first spells I learned when I started playing Eternum. It has a level 2 requirement, but I can teach you whenever you reach it. That'd be awesome, thank you. For now, though, I'll create a couple more for us. They'll follow you wherever you go and illuminate some of the path in front of you. Great! Welcome, students. I'm Professor Abbott, and this is Dark Arts. I assume you've come to get my stamp for the Triwizard Tournament. Yes, sir. Then you're in luck. My challenge is an easy one. All you have to do is locate my clay jar, which is hidden within this church, and bring it back to me. A jar? Sounds simple enough. What's the catch? Nothing. Just a jar in exchange for my stamp. Alright, cool. However, it's easy. But not too easy. You just said there was no cat. The church is crawling with boggles. Boggles? Boggle is a shape-shifting being that can be found in Eternum. They don't normally hurt people, though. They only want to scare them. They're often used to distract people from their objective, and I guess for us, that would mean the jar. But don't worry. They can be easily neutralized by reciting the spell Impedinum? Impedinum. Sounds easy. It is. Just be careful with them, as some are willing to turn into anything just to confuse you. And the more powerful they are, the more information they can retrieve from you. The stronger ones are even capable of taking the form of the observer's worst fears. Well, that's not encouraging. You look like a well-prepared team. Well, the clock is ticking. Go get that jar. I'll be waiting here. I think our best option would be to split up. Good idea. Yeah, sure. Grim can take the left and you can go right, Penelope. I'll go look behind the altar. Alright, good luck. Let's meet back here in 15 minutes if we can't find the jar. Okay. Few minutes later. Where could this jar be? Spice doesn't really have many items lying around, so it should be in plain sight. This church is gigantic, and it's completely silent. Man, I've got a bad feeling about this. These stairs again? God damn it, I must be going around in circles. Oh, shit, what the fuck is that? Is that one of those boggles that Luna mentioned? Certainly doesn't look like another student. Hey, buddy. Hey, excuse me, let's try that one again. Hey, buddy, old pal. Have you seen a little jar lying around somewhere? Holy fuck. Forget the jar, you need to find your jaw. Oh, fuck. Get away from me. Impedinum. Impedinum. Fuck. That son of a bitch was gonna attack me. I thought Luna said they don't normally hurt people. Holy shit. Good shot, Grim. Luna, thanks. That thing was about to jump me. I saw. These boggles can be some crazy little motherfuckers, eh?
Yeah.
So I've been running around this area, but haven't been able to find anything. Have you had any luck?
Nah, I didn't find jack shit either.
Okay. Are you all right, Luna? I don't think I've ever heard you swear before. Guess I'm just a little on edge myself, but nah, I'm okay. Are you sure you don't seem fine to me? The fuck you talking about, bro? I'm fucking Luna, can't you see, numbnuts? Teeth ain't right, guys. Eyes ain't right, guys. Holy shit! Impedinum! God damn it. They can literally take the form of anyone. This is so fucked up. Shit, I think it's been over 15 minutes now. I should go back to our meeting point. Maybe the girls have already found the jar. This place is giving me the chills. I haven't found the jar, or anyone at all, really. I should go back with Grimm and Luna. Penelope! I was looking all over for you. God damn it, Grimm, you scared me. You're not gonna believe what I found. The jar? Nah, forget about that. It's something much better. I discovered a room where you can see the future. What? The future? Yeah, it blew my mind. I saw myself 10 years from now and it was super cool. I still had a head full of hair, too. Go see for yourself. This room? Yeah, that's the one. Go in, go in. There's a woman in here. Where am I? What is this place? Hello? This room looks familiar, but I can't... How on earth did I get here? Hello, miss, can I help you? What? Oh, finally, somebody. I don't know where... Oh my god, it can't be possible. That's why this place is so familiar. I was here when I was 21. Are you participating in the Triwizard Tournament too? I can't believe I'm talking with my younger self. What? What do... Wait a second, what are you talking about? Don't you understand? I'm you from the future. Oh my god, I must have traveled back in time somehow. What? There's no way. You can't be me. I mean, no offense, man, but there's no way I'd look like that in the future. Oh, sweetheart, I remember when I used to think I'd always remain beautiful. But then I stopped exercising, taking care of my hair, maintaining my smooth skin, and getting rid of my body odor. Oh god, honey, the body odor is gonna get so much worse. And before I knew it, all my dreams were shattered. What? You've got to be kidding me. Did my modeling career work out? Modeling career? Who would want to hire a pimple-faced model with floppy tits? My tits are gonna sag? But that never happened to Mom. Some are luckier than others. Now I just own a pair of flapjacks. And I have terrible back pain, too. If this is what 30 looks like, I can't imagine how we're gonna be at 40. 39 look... No, yeah, she said 30 years looks like. Okay. You're 30? You look 50! Yeah, when Mom comes to visit, most people think she's my daughter. It's pretty embarrassing, but I at least appreciate her company. She's the only one to ever visit. Only Mom? Does that mean you live alone? What about a family? I want to get married and have children. Nope, didn't work out that way, but at least we have a cute cat named Nala. Oh, well, that's better than nothing, I guess. How old is Nala? She's 4. Well, she was 4 until I accidentally sat on her while watching The Big Lebowski. Great movie, by the way, guys. Definitely go watch it. The dude abides. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Nala is dead? If only I had gone to college instead of pursuing a stupid career in modeling and playing Eternum all day. But, wait a second. What do you mean if I had gone to college? I did go to college. I'm still in it right now. Yeah, I meant if my grades had been better, I would have had to drop out. So many years of playing Eternum finally took its toll. My grades are great, and today is actually my first time playing Eternum. Ah, typical Penny, mixing up words. I meant if you had, or if we had, what am I majoring in? Oh god, it's been a while, I forgot. It was, photography? You're one of those monsters! No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm you, Penelope. Nothing in the universe could ever force me into wearing that truly horrendous-looking skirt. Don't be in denial. It's just that I'm a bit dizzy and I don't remember. Impedinum! I knew it! Oh my god, I disintegrated that thing. So cool. Penelope? What the fuck happened? Grimm, this place is just a trap. Our future selves aren't in here. They're only the creatures that Luna warned us about. Damn, really? I'm sorry, I didn't know. This place is so fucked up. Let's just get out of here. We can get our stamp at one of the other subjects. Grim, can I confess something to you? Casting a spell for the first time has really turned me on. Oh, really? Yeah, it just made me feel so powerful and in control. Why don't we forget about Luna and the stamps for just a little bit and try to find some place nice and private? I need to shove that dick inside of me so bad. I want to pin you to the ground and ride the hell out of you. That sounds so fucking great. Are you gonna fuck me, Daddy? I'm gonna fuck your brains out. I want a repeat of what we tried the other day. You remember when we were using the Chinese ball toys? How could I forget, baby? Ha! Nice try, Boggle. What are you doing, Penelope? Your looks are pretty convincing, but I'm afraid I caught you in a lie. Grim and I have never fucked. But it'd be nice, right, Penelope? Huh? What? Don't change the subject. And the real Grim always calls me Penny. Impedinum! Wow. The spell even leaves a tingling in my fingers. This is even more fun than I thought it would be. I should have listened to Dahlia months ago when she told me to try out Eternum. Ah! What the fuck is that? Impedinum bit. Hmm? Did it again. You go, girl. Maybe I wasn't lying earlier when I said magic turns me on. Gotta find more monsters to zap. This is the last place I haven't looked. If it's not here, Grim or Penelope must have found it already. The jar! Finally, just gotta grab it real quick and then head back to the meeting point. It's been way over 15 minutes. I don't want to keep them waiting. Impedinum. Sorry. Back to Professor Abbott. We completed the challenge. The fastest way back should be through that. Mom? Why did you kill me, Luna? What? Why did you kill me? Was I not a loving mother to you? Did I do something wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. Then why did you kill me? I didn't kill you. Is that what you've been trying to tell yourself? I'm dead because of you, Luna. You killed me the day you touched me with those wretched hands of yours. I'm unable to change someone's future. I can only see what's to come, Mom. Lies. If you hadn't confined me to demise, I'd still be alive today. You threw death upon my doorstep. You are the one who killed me. I didn't ask to see that. I didn't want it to happen. I loved you. How many more people must suffer because of you, Luna? Why do you continue to carry the curse and risk the lives of everyone who crosses your path? End your life and cease your pathetic existence already. You'd be doing us all a favor. You'd be doing your father a favor. He's had to put up with you and your parasitic essence for far too long. Do you really think anyone would even notice your passing? No, why would they? You're alone. You'll always be alone. It's no coincidence you've never had any friends. People hold you in contempt. They flee from you, and you should know all this better than anyone. You're the one who has to live with yourself. You're a monster, Luna. A freak. An abomination. A regrettable existence. I know I never got the privilege of meeting your mother. But if she was even a fraction of who you are, I know she was also an amazing person. These boggles are pretty convincing, I'll admit. Especially when they manage to take hold of and exploit our deepest fears. It can be so unnerving. But if you pay close attention, it can be quite easy to end their charade. As compelling as their disguises are, there's still a few cracks in their facade. They aren't real, and they don't speak of what's true. This one here couldn't have been further from the truth. You're no monster, Luna. You're not a freak. I know your father wouldn't even hesitate to give his life 100 times over for you. Him having to put up with you? That's a complete lie. You know what's not a lie, though? You're not alone. And you're never going to be alone again. Impedinum.
And you came to me like a bird to the breeze, and we flowed together.
Are you okay? I'm sorry. I didn't want to. I'm okay. It's just that I'm not used to anyone touching my hands. Even if my visions don't work in Aeternum, I guess I just instinctively avoid physical contact. That makes sense. I hope that piece of shit didn't make you feel too bad. I'm sorry I couldn't arrive sooner. It did sting a bit at first. I don't really know what happened. I faced boggles before and I know they can feed on our fears. I just wasn't expecting one to take the shape of my mom. It knew exactly what to say too. Just twisted that knife. And I froze. My mind went blank until you arrived. Thank you, Grim. I don't really know what would have happened if you hadn't walked in. Thank you for everything you said. It was sweet. I'm sure you'd have realized that thing was speaking gibberish sooner or later. I just saved you some time, that's all. Thank you. And now let's get back to Professor Abbott. We have a stamp to claim. Yes. Ah, excellent, excellent. This is indeed my jar, an exact replica of one crafted by my great-grandfather, Deng Ling Wang. You all just earned yourselves a stamp. Congratulations. Not many teams were able to complete my challenge today. The boggles can be very mischievous. Did you enjoy it at least? Sure, it was very entertaining. It was super fun. Yep, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, I won't keep you any longer. Good luck with the tournament. Thanks. Okay. Alright, so when we try to go back, it does that. Conjuration, there's potions, there's divination. Let's do divination. How come the divination tower is outside the school walls? That actually used to be an old lookout tower. After it was decommissioned, Professor Aller chose it as her classroom location. Climbing the stairs. Ah, I love the ocean breeze. I'd visit this place even without the school here. Professor Aller seems to be a smart woman. She chose the best location around. Oh, she definitely is, even if people don't usually take her seriously. She's just a little interesting to say the least. You'll see. There's some kind of balcony overlooking the sea here. Ah, you scared me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh my god, my apologies. I didn't hear you coming. How embarrassing. Forgive me, I just like sunbathing on this balcony when the weather is nice. And I'm not a fan of tan lines, so... Oh, don't worry, miss. We can't even see you from this angle. I'll go put some clothes on. Give me a second. Sure. What's that about? How could she see us? Does she have X-ray vision or something? It's not that. She... I'm ready. Sorry about that, guys. No problem. As I said, we couldn't see... What the fuck? Welcome, students. My name is Helga Aller, and this is Divination. You're invisible. Shh. Not so loud. I'm trying to keep it a secret. But... I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I'm only kidding. Yes, I'm invisible. Have you ever seen those invisibility potions you could get on certain servers? But when I first discovered them, I used to abuse them, like, all the time. It was a blast. I could do whatever I wanted without any consequences. Until one day, I logged into Aeternum and found I was somehow still invisible. And I couldn't go back to normal. Oh shit, really? So are you doomed to being invisible forever now? Yes. Turns out it's what's called the chronic illness of Aeternum. That must suck. I'm sorry. Well, to be honest, I kind of like it. Now I can go unnoticed whenever, wherever I want, without spending a fortune on invisibility potions. But you're not invisible in the real world, are you? Don't make me laugh. That'd be quite the superpower, you know? No, I'm not invisible in the real world. Actually, I can regain my normal appearance if I visit servers where magic is disabled. Oh, that's good to hear. But magic-oriented servers happen to be my favorite. They're the ones I visit most often. And now I can't show off my physique after I've been working so hard at the gym. So much for a rockin' beach bod. Well, hey, thanks to that dress, I can still tell you have a nice figure. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Grim. And this here is Penelope, and next to her... Oh, I remember you. It's so good to see you, Luna. Thank you, Professor. You must be here to get my stamp for the Triwizard Tournament. Yes. Excellent. You're the second team to come by today. Really? Only the second? And here I thought we were way behind everyone else. Yeah, unfortunately, divination has never been a popular subject. Some people say it's ineffective and unreliable. But not anymore. I am debuting a brand new technique. And I'm looking for someone to help me out with it. What if, instead of trying to see the future, we take a look at the past? That sounds exciting. Now that's the response I was hoping for. You see, I've been working on an artifact that will show the past of whoever stands next to it. The artifact has been imbued with a powerful spell to enable this. I've yet to see anyone in Eternum doing something remotely close to this, so I believe I'm the first to do it. I call it Aller's Reminiscence. So what's the challenge? Well, you'll need to help me put this technique to the test. And if you're willing to do that, I'll give you my stamp. So, you want us to be your lab rats? Ha! Lab rats? Well, actually, yeah, kinda. But it's completely safe, trust me. Worst case scenario, the artifact has no effect on you. No harm, no foul. Come with me to the basement of the tower and I'll show you. It'll be the easiest stamp you'll earn during the entire tournament. I know Professor Allard, Grim. She can be trusted. That sounds very intriguing. I wouldn't mind giving it a try. All right, let's do it then. Great. Please, follow me. This is the Reminiscombobulator. The what? Well, I haven't exactly figured out a good name for it yet. But the most important thing is that it works. This looks awesome, doesn't it? How does it work? If it all goes to plan, I should be able to show a memory from one of you, with total fidelity. It could be the best vacation you've ever taken, the moment you had your first kiss, or even a time when you witnessed a crime taking place. Well, that sounds lovely. Well, the first two, at least. I can see how the last example could be really valuable, though. Right? Maybe Ulysses will hire me to work with the Praetorians. I've heard they pay so well. Now, I only need one volunteer to begin. Not me, please. I prefer not to dig into the past. Me! Please pick me! I can only pick one of you. Why are you giving me that look? Okay, let's have Penny give it a whirl. Yay! Thanks, Grim. So what do we have to do? Not much. The Reminiscombobulator and I will take care of everything. Don't worry. All you have to do is follow my instructions carefully and get rid of any distractions in your mind. Now, Penelope, keep your eyes closed and try to recall a memory from your past. For the rest of us, we should keep our eyes closed as well. Or we should close our eyes as well. Think of a happy time, or one filled with sadness, or even just a normal day. Anything will do. But whatever it is, try not to think of anything else. Grim, close your eyes! Oops, sorry. Severum infinito! Let your mind go blank. You can't see anything. You can't smell anything. You can't hear anything. Except for a distant, yet familiar noise. And as you draw nearer to it, you start to feel. Ew! I don't want to eat this. I hate pineapple. The worst for me. It tastes like poop and it's the worst thing ever. How can you say that? It tastes great. You're only saying that because you like everything. Well, duh, anything mommy cooks tastes awesome. But this isn't cooked by her. It's just a fruit, and all fruits taste terrible. What? Fruit is the best. And it helps you grow up to be strong. It's good for you, mommy told me. Don't you want to be stronger? Yeah, but still, I just don't like it. Do you want it? Your pineapple? You're giving it to me? Yeah. You like it, don't you? Are you sure? You can't take it back later. I'm sure. Oh yeah, thank you, Grim. Wow, there's still a lot left, too. You don't know what you're missing. If Nancy asks, I ate it all. Sure. More nutrients for me. Pineapple can help you see better, you know? You said the same thing about lentils. Because those have the good stuff, too. After eating all these healthy foods, I can see in the dark now. That's not true. Yes, it is. If you come to my room later, I'll show you. I'm practically like a cat. Right, sis? Yeah, sure, Dahlia. See? Told you so. If you eat all your fruits and veggies, you get stronger and have better eyesight. Can we watch Frozen after dinner, Penny? Pretty please? I don't know, Dahlia. Ask Mom. I'm leaving now. Can't be late for the big dance. Especially when you're about to be voted Dance Queen. Oh man, if they vote Diego as Dance King, that means they're gonna kissy kiss. Like with their mouths. I hope so. That would make everything just so perfect. I can see it now. We're gonna dance the night away until our feet won't let us anymore. Then he's gonna be a gentleman and offer to walk me home. We'll share his umbrella and he'll cuddle me tightly to keep me warm. When we finally reach my house, I'll say goodbye and turn for the door, but he'll spin me around and kiss me in the rain. It's gonna be so romantic. Well, I gotta go. I need to stop by Carly's to do my hair and get dressed up. I have to be perfect for tonight. I'm gonna let Mom know I'm leaving. Make sure you put that bowl away once you're done eating. Don't break anything. Okay. I need to get this job. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for, Nancy. All you gotta do is nail this job interview. If it goes badly, I don't know what I'm gonna do. This nanny gig just isn't enough to pay the bills. And between paying the girl's tuition and the mortgage, I'm not gonna be able to hold out much longer. They'll take the house from me if I don't get some sort of extra income this month. I can only fend off the bank for so long. Grim's father is already generously paying me more money than he should for taking care of his son. But even with that extra money, it's only delaying the inevitable. If you were here, you'd know what to do, Mom. You always knew what to do. I wish I had your strength. This is getting too much for me to bear alone. How on earth did you do it? What if I don't get this job either? What if I have to take the girls out of school and transfer them? What if we don't have enough money to... Mom? Penelope? Are you crying? No, of course not, sweetie. I think I just caught a cold or something. You know, with this damn weather. It's enough that it makes the day miserable, but it's always gonna make you feel miserable too. But it'll pass. Anyway, what is it, honey? Are you sure you're okay? Of course, don't worry. Did you want to ask me something? Not really. I just wanted to tell you I was leaving. I'm going to Carly's. Oh, okay, but don't be out for too long, alright? Another friend lent me a dress for tonight, and Carly's mom said she was gonna do my hair. For tonight? What's happening tonight? Creedence Spring Dance. It's tonight, remember? What? Since when? They set the date months ago, Mom. Oh, honey, I must have forgotten all about it. Sweetie, I'm sorry, but I don't think you can go tonight. I need you to stay and take care of Dahlia and Grim. What? What? You're kidding, right? I'm sorry, hon. I have an important job interview tomorrow, remember? The position is here in Creedon, but the interview is being held out of town at their headquarters. I have to take a train 40 minutes if I want to be there tomorrow morning. Or a train in 40 minutes. No, 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 no! You can't do this to me! You know how important Creedence Spring Dance is! I know, honey, but I don't have anyone else I can call on such short notice to take care of Dahlia and Grimm. And they're too young to be left alone. I'm so sorry, I really am, but I'm afraid you have to stay home. You can't take this away from me! You went when you were my age. Everyone goes to their spring dance. If I miss it, I'm just gonna end up as a nobody. Come on, sweetie, don't say that. You're so pretty and you've got a good head on your shoulders. Your grades are great, too. You're gonna be super popular regardless. Good grades don't mean shit for popularity. Wake up, Mom. I'm just gonna be known as the fucking loser who missed Creedence Spring Dance. Penelope, watch your mouth. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm going to this dance whether you like it or not. I said you're not going. End of discussion. This is the biggest night of my life. You can't do this to me. Enough! It's just a dance, Penelope. There'll be more. Do you have any idea how much I've sacrificed so that you and Dahlia would never be left wanting? I'm not asking you to stay so that I can hit the bar with my friends and get drunk all night. This is for a job that could save our family. You need to start acting your age and stop behaving like such a child. Think about someone other than yourself for once. Start sobbing. Mom? I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to shout at you. It's just that Mommy's been very stressed lately. Can you forgive me? Of course. I love you, Penelope. I really do. And I only want the best for you. Just don't grow up too fast, please. Okay. Go on, then. You have a dance to get ready for, right? Really? So I can go? Of course you can. I fondly remember my spring dance, and I want you to make your own nice memories, too. Thank you so much, Mom. And what about Dahlia and Grimm? I'll stay and take care of them, don't worry. Maybe this is the sign that the job wasn't the one for me. I'm sure I'll find an even better one soon. I'm sure of it. You're like the smartest woman I know. Thank you, sweetheart. Now go to your friend's house and have fun. But don't stay out too late. And be careful with the boys. At your age, all the hormones start to make them crazy. Mom! Don't let him do anything you aren't comfortable with. I don't know what you're talking about. Thank goodness, I'm not sure I'm ready for you to start adolescence yet. So just be careful and have a wonderful night, alright? I love you, Penelope. I love you too, Mom. Come on now, get going. The star of the dance shouldn't be late. Yes. Typing on her phone. Where are you, girl? You should have been here by now. I'm on my way. I was talking with my mom. Whatever, just hurry up. Babe, I caught a glimpse of Diego trying his suit on earlier. He looks so hot. Aha, I bet. Hello, this is Nancy Carter. Yes, this is in regard to my job interview scheduled for tomorrow morning. That's correct, for the position of stem cell research scientist?
Wow.
With Dr. Straley, yes. I'm afraid I must cancel the interview. I couldn't find anyone to watch my daughter tonight, so the next train doesn't leave until tomorrow at 6, so I wouldn't be able to arrive on time. No, I don't have a car right now. But perhaps we could reschedule the meeting for... Yes, of course. I understand. Well, thank you anyway. I really appreciate you guys providing me the opportunity in the first place. And then there's Olaf! He was just a normal snowman, but one day Elsa gave him life with her magic, and now he can talk. He's super fun. Mm-hmm. Huh? What's wrong? Nothing. I'm just sad because in a couple of weeks, my dad will be bringing me with him to Europe. Really? For how long? He doesn't know. Well, you can still come play with me after school, right? I mean, how far is Europe? I don't know. I think it's pretty far. Huh. Well, if you can't visit me anymore, then I'm gonna visit you. In Europe? Anywhere. I'm gonna be an explorer. An explorer? Yeah. Let me show you my special explorer glasses. I know they're somewhere in here. Aha! What are those? My explorer glasses. I just told you. Now I'm Dahlia the Explorer. What you gonna explore? The whole world. No, the whole universe. Me and my trusty magic sword will explore hundreds of worlds and discover new planets. Cool, is that a magical sword? It is! I must defend myself from the evil monsters of space. Space has monsters? A ton, they're ugly and scary. They even have big horns and sharp claws. But I'm not afraid of them, because I'm Dahlia the Explorer. Okay, okay. Has Dahlia the Explorer finished her dinner? Of course. I have to eat to be stronger, to fight against the monsters. Yeah, I forgot you eat like an adult already. I wish I liked healthy foods as much as you. But Mommy says you need to eat vegetables to grow up big and strong. That's right. So you're gonna be an explorer, huh? The best explorer in the galaxy. Wow. Can we come along too? We're gonna need your protection, though, if those pesky monsters try to attack us. Absolutely. Don't worry, sis. I'll protect you, Grim, and Mom. You have nothing to fear. I'll defeat them all with my magic sword. Whoa, you have a magic sword? Yes. That is so awesome. Does it have a name? Stormblade, the Destroyer of Monsters. Wow, that's a catchy name. I like it. You know, since Dahlia the Explorer has been so well behaved, I think we're gonna watch Frozen tonight. And if you aren't too sleepy afterward, maybe we can read a few bedtime stories together. How does that sound? Yay! Frozen! Can you read me the story about the Princess Warrior? Of course, young lady. I love that one, too. But I thought you were leaving. Nah, there was a change of plans. Mom has to leave for some important stuff, but I'm gonna stay here to play with you instead. But didn't she just cancel? Hooray! But only if you two keep up the good behavior, alright? Or else I'm gonna end up watching Frozen all by myself. Has Grim finished his dinner? I did. I ate a pineapple this big. Wow, that's a big old pineapple. Yeah, it was huge, and I ate every bit of it. Tell her how huge mungus it was, Dahlia. Oh yeah, it was very big. The most huge mungus one I've ever seen. Grim ate it all in one sitting. That's right, I gobbled it up so fast. Well, since you liked it so much, I'll give you some more for your movie snack. Okay, I might be too full though, you know. Do you think we could watch The Incredibles 2? Okay, but only if you clean up your room first. There are toys everywhere. This place needs to be spotless. Yay! Quickly, quickly, pick up everything, Grim. What about Finding Nemo? 3 movies? You're pushing your luck here, miss. Pretty please? We'll see. Yay, Finding Nemo. But you gotta bathe first. Ah, well, okay, I'll do it for Dory. Come on, Grim, let's go to the bathroom. Me too? Yeah, let's go. We're all gonna bathe together. But I'm not dirty. I can see the mud stains from here, mister. What? What happened? Where'd it all go? Or where'd it go, rather? I wanted to see more. The Reminisce Combobulator has limits. I still have to fine-tune it. And you all were about to take a bath. I'm not sure how old you were in that memory, but... Huh? Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot you guys were seeing that memory, too. Thank God we stopped there. But that was incredible. It really was. I felt like I was there. This technique is unbelievable, Professor. Thank you. That's crazy because I don't remember that day at all. What made you choose that moment? I don't know. It just came to my mind. It was a fun day, and well, Mom got the job. We were able to keep the house, and our lives got a lot better after that. I like to think I made the right decision. But what about the dance? You missed it. It doesn't matter. From that day on, I stopped caring so much about being popular and started focusing more on having quality friendships instead. So, I guess that part turned out good also. Still, I feel like I owe you a party now. Well, you know, there's a costume party on campus in a couple of weeks. I wasn't planning on going, but maybe if you tagged along with me, I'd change my mind. Oh, damn, that sounds awesome. Of course I'll go with you. I'm gonna make sure it's the most fun you've ever had at a party. That's a bold move. But alright, now I'm actually looking forward to it. I'll start thinking about what I could wear. Oh, I should ask Nova to come along too. Even though it's a college party, you're more than welcome to join too, Luna. Thank you, Penelope. I'd rather stay home, though I'm not particularly fond of parties. I don't usually enjoy being around a lot of people. But thank you. Anytime, let me know if you change your mind. Okay, guys, thank you so much for helping me with my device. Penelope showed an astonishing ability to maintain concentration. You've earned my stamp. Congrats. Thank you. And good luck during the rest of the tournament. Be sure to come back and visit me another day. We will. Thanks, Professor. Alright, so we've done two. We need four. So one of them's gonna get left out. But alright, guys, that's where we're gonna end it for right now. We'll do another two and maybe even claim the prize next week. So stay tuned to Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum coming at ya. I'm out.